Welcome to Expanding Language. Listen as we read a story to you while gradually flipping the words from the language you know to the language you want to learn. Once a word is flipped, it stays flipped, filling up the story with words in your new language. You'll have hints. You'll hear the word in both languages, repeat it twice so that you can practice speaking them. For instance, a sentence in Indonesian, it was the best, terbaik, best, terbaik, of times. It was the worst, terburuk, worst, terburuk, of times. After a while, those hints will go away as you become familiar with the word in the new language. That's immersion. For instance, a sentence in Indonesian, it was the terbaik of times. It was the terburuk of times. So sit back and relax and let the new words and stories wash over you. We recommend expanding language as a complement to the hard work you're doing in the classroom or online. Expanding language. Learn a new language one story at a time. Cinderpop lived on a farm with Grizzlepop and Helgapop. Grizzlepop and Helgapop were perfect-looking sheepdogs. Each had a glossy coat, fluffy stand-up ears, and a white ring around the neck, and a furry tail. Cinderpop was an almost perfect-looking sheepdog. She had one fluffy stand-up talinga, ear, talinga, ear, and one flat lay down talinga, ear, talinga, ear. Her white ring reached only halfway around her neck. Her coat was not as glossy as the others because she got only leftover scraps for food. Each morning, Grizzlepop, Helgapop, and Cinderpop led Domba, the sheep, Domba, the sheep, out of the sheep pen and into the farmyard. After a little while, Grizzlepop and Helgapop lay down under a shady tree. "You take the domba, sheep, domba, sheep, up the gunung, mountain," commanded Grizzlepop, smoothing her fluffy tail. "Hurry up," yawned Helgapop, stretching out under the tree. So Cinderpop drove sang domba up the steep gunung mountain paths to the mountain meadow where there was tender grass for the domba to eat. But there were also steep tebing-tebing cliffs, tebing-tebing cliffs, which were dangerous to the domba. So Cinderpop had to spend all her time herding the domba away from the tebing cliff, tebing cliff edges. When the sun was low in the sky, Cinderpop drove domba down gunung paths to the fields below. Grizzlepop and Helgapop had spent the day napping and teasing any cats who happened to walk by. When Cinderpop arrived with domba, they jumped up, refreshed. And membawa sang domba across the field and into the sheep pen. Cinderpop, exhausted, trudged on behind. "Lihatlah! Look!" Lihatlah. Look at those wonderful dogs, the shepherd said. Melihat, looking, melihat, looking at Grizzle Pup and Helga Pup. They will surely win the Domba competition this summer. Sang Gembala, the shepherd, then gave Grizzle Pup and Helga Pup fine dinners so their coats would be glossy and shiny when they won the competition. Sang Gembala, the shepherd, gave only a few leftover scraps to Cinder Pup. Grizzle Pup and Helga Pup had comfy beds to sleep in. Cinder Pup slept on the barn floor with the barn cats. When the day of the competition dawned, Grizzle Pup, Helga Pup, and Cinder Pup waited with excitement. Prince Pup, the most handsome sheepdog in the country, would be there. Sang Gembala put Grizzle Pup and Helga Pup in the van. But when Cinder Pup tried to climb into the van, Si Gembala shut the door. "You stay home, Cinder Pup," he said. Away they drove in the van to the location of the competition, leaving Cinder Pup sendirian, alone. Competition day was a big event in the Ibu Kota, capital, city. Sheepdogs came from all over the country. 30 of the best sheepdogs competed. Prince Pup was the best sheepdog in the negeri, country. Everyone expected Prince Pup to win. Each dog had 3 percobaan trials. In one competition, the sheepdog's job was to mengiring herd the domba into a little pen. The dog who had the best score, mengiringi herding the domba, won the competition. In the first percobaan trial, the sheepdog mengiringi simple sheep. In the second percobaan, the sheepdog mengiringi standard sheep. In the third percobaan, the sheepdog herded super sheep. No sheepdog had ever succeeded in getting super sheep into the pen. Back at the farm, Cinder Pup was very sad. The farm, cooching, cats, cooching, cats, semua, all, semua, all, liked Cinderpop very much and they tried to cheer her up. But Cinderpop was still sedih. Sad. Sedih. Sad. Then all of a sudden, in a blinding puff of smoke, who should appear? A fairy godmother pup. Don't be sedih, Cinderpop. Kata. Said. Kata. Said. The fairy godmother pup. I know you have been a baik, good, baik, good, and loyal dog. And more to the point, you are very good at mengiringi domba. I will get you to the pertandingan, competition, pertandingan, competition. Kata, said, kata, said, the peri, fairy, peri, fairy, godmother pup producing a magic wand. She pointed the wand at the tomato and poof, it became a red truck, truck, truck. Truck. She asked for volunteers for the supir, driver, supir, driver. All the farm kucing wanted to mengemudi the truck, 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 truck. She picked Tomcat and poof, he became truck. Supir, driver, supir, driver. Then she menunjuk, pointed, menunjuk, pointed her wand at Cinderpop, and poof, Cinderpop had an entry number. You must be home before the sun sets, Cinderpop, the peri. Fairy, peri, fairy, godmother pup warned. When the sun goes down, the magic spell will be broken. So, Tomcat membawa Cinderpop to the pertandingan. At the pertandingan, Grizzlepop was eliminated in the first round. When she stopped to fluff up her ears, Simple Sheep scampered away. Helga Pup mengiringi Simple Sheep into the pen, but she got too close to Standard Sheep. He kicked her in the nose and then walked away. Prince Pup mengiringi Simple Sheep and Standard Sheep into the pen in record time. Prince Pup then menatap fixed his eyes on Super Sheep, but Super Sheep just eyed him back. After 20 minutes, the referee called it a tie. It was time for the penghargaan award. Penghargaan award. The loudspeaker blared. Prince Pup has the best record. So, we award before the hakim. Judge, hakim, judge, could say another word. Tomcat drove the red truck onto the lapangan, field, and Cinderpop with her entry number jumped out. Wait, wait, called the hakim. Judge, hakim, judge. We have another contestant. Of course, Cinderpop had no trouble getting Simple Sheep into the pen. and standard sheep scurried into kandang, pen, kandang, pen, when Cinderpop eyed him. Now, Cinderpop and Prince Pop were tied for first place because their times were the same. It was Cinderpop's turn to try to get Super Sheep into the kandang. Super Sheep stamped onto the lapangan. Matahari, the sun. Matahari, the sun, was sangat, very, sangat, very low in the sky. Cinderpop gave Super Sheep an even stronger stare. Super Sheep sneered and looked back. Matahari hovered over on the horizon. Cinderpop wound up and gave a menusuk, piercing, stare straight at Super Sheep. Super Sheep terhuyung kembali, staggered back, terhuyung kembali, staggered back, and slunk into kandang. Now, you might think that the sihir, magic, spell helps Cinderpop mengiring Super Sheep into the pen. But in fact, Cinderpop was sangat, very good at her job. The crowd cheered wildly. The loudspeaker blared. The Hakim said, "Entry 99 is the winner!" And Matahari went down. Poof! In kegelapan, the dark, kegelapan, the dark, the red truk turned into tomato. The driver turned back into Tomcat, and Cinderpop's entry number disappeared. In the sudden darkness, Cinderpop and Tomcat started to run for rumah, home, was a long way off. Cinderpop and Tomcat trudged along the jalan, road. The next day, the whole negeri was excited about the anjing, dog, who won the pertandingan and then disappeared. All we know, the radio said, was that the anjing, dog, had special ears. Grisselpop thought, her ears were very istimewa, special. So she gave them a lot of perhatian, while resting under the tree. Helgapop juga, also, berpikir, thought, that her ears were istimewa. and practiced moving them up and down. I must menemukan, find, menemukan, find that anjing. Prince Papus Gembala mengumumkan, announced, mengumumkan, announced. You and I will search negeri to menemukan anjing with the istimewa ears. So Prince Pop and his Gembala went from farm to farm finding for the anjing with the istimewa ears. After many weeks, mereka, they, came to Cinder Pop's farm. Grizzle Pop greeted them with enthusiasm, and then posed, memamerkan, show off, her istimewa ears. No, no, kata Prince Pop's Gembala. Helga Pop pranced around, wiggling her ears dramatically. No, no, kata Prince Pop's Gembala, feeling disgorged. Sang Gembala sighed. Are there any more anjing on this farm? Sang Gembala started to leave. But then Tomcat pushed Cinder Pop out. The gudang, barn. Prince Pop recognized Cinder Pop right away and rushed over wagging his tail. Lihat, lihat. Prince Pop menunjuk his kaki, paw, and his Gembala saw the anjing with the istimewa ears. Prince Pop and Cinder Pop became a team. Mereka, they toured other countries, winning the pertandingan and training other sheepdogs. Back home, Grizzle Pop and Helga Pop, of course, proved hopeless at herding sheep. Their Gembala tried taping down their ears, but it didn't help. So Cinder Pop came back and gave them lessons on herding domba, on being baik, kind towards the kucing and others as well. Grizzle Pop and Helga Pop were tired when they came down from the mountain with the domba. Their coats were not as glossy and their ears were not as fluffy. But they were senang, happy. Thanks for listening. If you like this story, tell us through email that you want more English to Indonesian, and whether you like this story best or whether you want more stories like the 39, Little Woman, or Cinder Pop. We will really appreciate your comments and suggestions. Also, tell us if you're ready for level 2, more words in the language you want to learn. Most of all, tell your friends about us. Thank you.